Shri Vasudevaya. Lord Ramachandra appeared in Treta Yuga. We are in Kali Yuga. Treta Yuga is very far away from Kali Yuga. And today we are celebrating the appearance day of Lord Ramachandra. So what are we celebrating? The Lord appeared in Treta Yuga to kill Ravana and his associates. Today we don't have a notable Ravana who is living in Sri Lanka. So, are we just observing the ceremony? Or this celebration has some significance in our life? Looking at the Abhishek ingredient, it's really very wonderful. It means that so much money has been spent. Of course, besides that, also there are wonderful fees behind. Is just the ceremony we are making, or Lord Ramachandra has actually appeared? And if he has appeared, to kill who? We have Ravana today. We don't have a significant Ravana as it was in Treta Yuga. But we have Ravana today who is not living in Sri Lanka, but is living directly in our own body. Ravana is living with us, not separate. And he was visible, one can see him. Today the Ravana is not visible, cannot see. He's living in the heart. What does Ravana represent? Lost. Insatiable lost. Which is the greatest disease of the heart. There are millions of species of life, millions of human beings today who have never eaten flesh or taken alcohol or any form of intoxicant. And millions of people, they never one day engage in alcohol, and they would never take for the entire life of their existence, all over the planet. But it is very difficult to find someone who is not engaged in lust activity, in sex life. How many sannyasis you have in this world? Out of the 6 billion people, how many of them are sannyasis? Brahmacharis. Practically, the majority of people are engaged in Ravana activities. We have so many hospitals for cancer. We have so many doctors who are taking care of cancer. Stomach problems, headaches, heart attack, tuberculosis, typhoid fever. All kinds of diseases, we have all kinds of doctors. But where is the doctor for lust? Where is the hospital for lust? Where the doctor? We have so many doctors in this country. There's so many hospitals in this country. Do we have a hospital for curing lust? Well, so many doctors, what are the doctors to treat lust? We don't find. But Lord Manchandra is the supreme doctor for treating lust. And the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is the hospital. His appearance day today, the best way we can celebrate the appearance of Lord Manchandra, it is not the Abhishek which I have just done now. It's very opulent. Not the wonderful prasadam which is waiting for all of you. The best way to celebrate the appearance of Lord Manchandra is to invite him, my dear Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said in Srimad Bhagavatam, my attempt never fails. He was talking to Ravana. I, whose attempt never fails, I will destroy you today. Can we humbly request Lord Manchandra, please? You have killed only one Ravana. In Treta Yuga, we have millions of Ravanas existing today. Not living far away from us, but living very, very close to us. The best way to celebrate is to invite Lord Manchandra. My dear Lord, please. Ravana is living here. And because of Ravana's presence, my job is affected by lust. My relationship with each other is affected by lust. My conversation is affected. My hearing is affected. My vision is affected by lust. Everything I do is contaminated by lust. Therefore, my so-called devotional service is not showing significance in my life because it's contaminated by lust. Therefore, my Lord, I am begging, please, remove this Ravana from my heart and give me the opportunity for unalloyed devotional service. This is the best way to celebrate the appearance of Lord Manchandra. After the Lord has removed the Ravana, Jaho, now we can celebrate with the feast. The feast will be the secondary part. The first part will be the invitation of Lord Manchandra to destroy the lust. He did so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful pastimes as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like His Grace Govind Prabhu was speaking this morning. So wonderful. We have to thank him for his wonderful presentation, his realization and realization. When Lord Manchandra had, someone was complaining to his wife. He was chastising his wife. I am not like Lord Manchandra, who is controlled by his wife, Sita. His wife stayed with another man for a long time. He accepted her back. I cannot accept you back in my house. Go back. It's an offense, an insult on the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because he came to teach the perfect way to behave, full of compassion, Lord Manchandra to stop this demon from continuing to blaspheme, he gave him a blessing to appear in Mathura in Dwarpa Yuga. Lord Manchandra gave him the blessing, opportunity. He you should appear in Mathura. From Treta Yuga, he was born again in Mathura. This was the first activity Lord Krishna did when he entered Mathura, being invited by Kamsa. The washerman of Kamsa is this person who was blaspheming Lord Ramachandra in Treta Yuga. And Lord Krishna spoke very nicely to him. Oh, noble-hearted friend. If you can give this wonderful cloth to us, I promise you, you will get a great blessing. For this, there is no doubt. But because he was a demon, being contaminated by blaspheming, Krishna spoke so wonderfully, so sweet to him, but the demon replied in a very harsh way. You village dweller who wear only coppins, have you seen your father or your grandparent wear this kind of cloth before? Then immediately Krishna just used his head and chop off his head. And his body, his soul left his body and entered into Krishna's body. He became liberated. Lord Ramachandra's mercy upon him. Because he didn't want to kill him directly, he sent him to Lord Krishna to be liberated. Lord Ramachandra liberated him. Not only that. Gobind Prabhu mentioned that Valmiki Muni did not mention the childhood pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. But some others mentioned about these pastimes. One of them, in Jagannath Puri, there is a vulture. There's a vulture in Jagannath Puri. He's still living there till today. What is vulture body? Have you been there? Have anyone seen him? Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri is here in India, in Orisha. It's a vulture still existing to today from Treta Yuga. What is vulture body? He has some passion with Lord Ramachandra. He also has some passion with Lord Jagannath. But Lord Ramachandra was very deep. But we'll get a location explained. When I appear in my human form, foolish people deride me. They think I am an ordinary person. This happened with all the incarnations of Krishna. Lord Ramachandra, as a baby, was playing in the father's courtyard. And this vulture, seeing him, was thinking, is this the Supreme Lord? And thinking that if the Supreme Lord, I am going to put him into anxiety. That is the way of demons. Demons are very happy to see others in anxiety. But devotees are very happy to see others happy. So this vulture, Busundi, Kaka Busundi, he wanted to put Lord Ramachandra in anxiety, thinking him to be an ordinary person. Lord Ramachandra, who is the omniscient, supreme personality of Godhead, he knew the intention of the vulture. The Lord was playing with a tennis ball. And the vulture wanted to take it from the Lord. Lord Ramachandra was pretending not to see the vulture. And the vulture was coming gradually, gradually. The Lord kept the ball very close to himself. And the vulture came. As he tried to snatch it from Ramachandra, Lord Ramachandra wanted to catch him. The vulture flew away. And he ran to all directions. When he turned back, you see Lord Machana was just behind him. He turned to this direction and ran as much as he could. When he turned back, the Lord Machana was still behind him. He turned to this direction, the same thing happened. When he looked upstairs, he saw Lord Machana, Sita, Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman were being worshipped by all the 33 million demigods. He looked down and he saw Lord Machana was still holding his football. And when he looked behind him, he saw the Lord was just behind him. Out of fear, Kakabosundi closed his eyes. And before he could realize, Lord Machana swallowed him. In his body, he saw all the universes, all limitedly, with rivers and oceans and trees and plants and all kinds of living entities. Kakabosundi was humbled. He repented and begged the Lord for forgiveness. Lord Ramachandra brought him out, but because he has touched the body of the Supreme Personality of God, he became purified. He attained perfection. He awarded him perfection. So Kakabosundi said, since it is this body I attained perfection, I will not give up this body. I will keep it. So he's still maintaining his vulture body till today, and he's still living in Jagannath Puri. Every morning he's having, like we have in the Krishna temple, Bhagavatam class. Every morning he has his own Bhagavatam class. And he's speaking about Lord Machanda pastimes every day. Please, you should try to go there. His ashram is very, very auspicious. In his ashram, you have to cross a small stream. Before you enter there, once you touch this stream, you become completely purified from all contamination. You become a pure person. You can hear the language of the bird automatically. Kakabosundi. Ramachandra gave him perfection. Although he was having a mundane understanding about the Supreme Lord, the Lord cured him from his contamination because he came in contact with him. Such is the life of Lord Machanda. This morning, Sri Prabhupada mentioned Lord Machanda can create unlimited sitas. He actually did. When Sita Devi disappeared and Lord Machanda, he went to Namisharanya. In Namisharanya, he performed 13,000 yagyas. And each of them, he has to mold the image of Sita by his side to do the yagya. One day, all the Sitas he molded became human, became live. 13,000 Sitas. And they approached Lord Machanda. We are your wife. Therefore, we need some relationship. Ramachandra said, I took a vow of marrying only one wife. How can I attend to 13,000 Sitas? But he said, we are Sitas. We sat with you when we were doing Yajagya. We are not different from Sita. We are all Sitas, expansion from Sita. Ramachandra said, all right. Since I took a vow, I will not have a relationship with you. In next life, Drapa Yuga will appear in Vrindavan as gopis. And all of them were born gopis in Vrindavan. And he satisfied their desire by dancing with them. Jagyasitas, that 13,000 Jagyasitas, they all became gopis in Vrindavan. by the mercy of Lord Machanda. He can create unlimited sectors. So for him, fighting Ravana was not because he was looking for Sita. It is to maintain justice. And that is what he came for. Before coming here, he has already promised Jai and Vijay that two of you are going to worship me in extreme anger. Two of you. You will attain perfection by worshiping me in anger, not in pure love. From the beginning of the day Ravana arrested, kidnapped Sita, till the day he left, only one thing which was missing in Ravana's mind was to give back Sita to Ramachandra. He never thought of that in his life. Because that was originally planned before their coming down. They were perfectly following the drama they were coming to display. It is for our own entertainment. Well, if you look at the activities of Ravana with Lord Ramachandra, if you look at it negatively, it's a demon and the Supreme Lord. But if you look at it in a different angle, you will see the level of Ravana's devotional service for Lord Machanda was extremely very, very high. Ravana activities with Lord Machanda, it is in the record for generations to come. That is the life of a devotee. A devotee lives a life, his or her life, in such a way that his life or her life remains a history for generations. That is Ravana. We cannot forget Ravana. His devotional service was so powerful. He really gave Lord Machanda a perfect way to demonstrate the reason of his coming to the material world. None of us could have done that because we don't have the quality. But Ravana did. He gave the Lord opportunity for his enjoyment. The Lord likes to fight, and Ravana gave him the fight. Lord Machanda, he killed Bali from behind. Before he died, he asked Lord Machanda, why did you shoot me? I was not fighting with you. I was fighting with someone else. You are a personified beggar. He knows everything. If it is because of Sita, Ravana is a small boy for me. I can go to Lanka and kill him with my own hand and bring your Sita life. You don't need to take any trouble to go to Lanka. Why do you shoot me from the back? Why do you kill me? So Ramachandra told him, you see, you are a monkey. What is the best way to kill a monkey? It's from the back, not from the front. So I did. The second reason, the duty of those who are strong is to protect the weak. You drove your Gino brother to the forest and you are sleeping with his wife. This is an activity which is punishable by death penalty. Therefore, I killed you. But he was sober. He admitted it is true. Actually, drove my junior brother away and I took his wife. It's a crime. If I'm guilty for the offense. But he repented from his activities and begged Lord Ramachandra to forgive him and grant him liberation. The Lord gave him blessing. That is what he came for. So Lord Ramachandra, he promised, anyone who comes before me and said, I am yours, that very moment, he is mine. Is it difficult for anyone to say this? Is it difficult for anyone to go before the Lord? At least he is standing here. Is it difficult for anyone to turn to Lord Ramachandra and tell him, I am yours? This is promise. This is a vow he took. Anyone who comes to me and declare, I am yours, my Supreme Lord, that very moment, the person is mine. We can theoretically say that nothing will work. But if you approach the Supreme Lord with feelings and tell him, I am yours, you will experience the miracle that will happen in our life. Don't be afraid. I am Krishna Bhakta. If I tell Lord Ramachandra, I am yours, will I be taken away from Gauranga or from Krishna? No, he will grant you what is your eternal swarup. If you are a Gaura Bhakta or Krishna Bhakta, he will grant you that. And if you are Ram Bhakta, also he will grant you that. But he is giving opportunity for everyone to attain pure love of Godhead. So we are in a saved hand. Krishna consciousness is a very wonderful opportunity because we are in a very saved hand that we have everything to make us become Krishna conscious. So just a wonderful opportunity like today. Instead of thinking how we're going to fast till 12 o'clock, we can think about how to invite Ramachandra to take care of our Ravana and make our life in Krishna consciousness become very successful. Hare Krishna. We have 15 minutes. Is there some questions or comments? Oh, we are too hungry. If you are too hungry, it's better because you can eat more. If you are less hungry, you eat small. But if you are very, very hungry, you eat plenty. So it's good to be very hungry. So remaining 15 minutes, some questions or comments.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Can you narrate some pastimes where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed his identity as non-different from Lord Ramchandra?
Okay, very good. Good question. Yes, I remember. During the past time Lord Chaitanya performed as Prakash Lila, he showed all kinds of incarnations of Godhead, and he called each and every devotee that has relationship with that incarnation. And in all of them, he gave them the benedictions they desire. All the innumerable incarnations he was displaying. This is one I can remember from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't remember more of that. That's all I can remember from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So, my question is, why did Lord Ramachandra leave Anuman on the head here? Why? He took everybody to Ayodhya. He left only Anuma.
Lord Ramachandra wanted Hanuman to continue the glorification of his activities. Hanuman was such a wonderful devotee. That his mind never one day changed from Lord Ramachandra. Like in Dwarka, Lord Krishna told Garuda, you go and bring Hanuman for me. Garuda went to Ayodhya. And was telling Hanuman, Lord Krishna is calling for you. Hanuman didn't hear. Krishna is calling for you. In fact, when Garuda disturbed Hanuman with the word Krishna, he got a kick that sent him from Ayodhya back to Dwarka. So Lord Krishna asked him, what happened? He said, I went in and I told Hanuman that Krishna is calling for him. So Krishna said, you made a mistake. Don't tell him Krishna. You should go back and tell him Lord Ramachandra is calling for you. He went back there. The moment he pronounced, Lord Ram is calling for you, Hanuman. So yeah, Ram. Where is him? He said, it's Dwarka. And Garuda said, climb on my back so I can take you. Hanuman said, don't worry. So go, we'll meet there. Before Garuda could fly from Ayodhya to Dwarka, Hanuman was already sitting there. And Garuda was surprised. When he came, he saw Krishna was Lord Ramachandra. Balaram was Lakshman. And Rukmini was Sita Devi. Garuda was shocked. My Lord, Krishna is Ramchandra. Hanuman constantly keep Lord Ramachandra Sita Ram in his heart, that there is no space for anything else. So the Lord left him here so he can continue glorifying his pastime, his activities. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki itai Gaura Premanande Sisi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai.